This is The Bert Show.
She's probably one of pop music's hottest and upcoming stars right now. She's Pink, and she was due to stop by the station for about 10 minutes, but she was having such a great time here, she ended up staying for 90. And one of the things that we really needed to get out of Pink was to find out about the rumor between her kissing Christina Aguilera at a party, and she told us all about that. Not only that, but she showed us exactly what she did to Christina on Melissa.
Pink, this is Jeff Dollar over there. You know him from Philadelphia.
Hi. Yes, I do.
How are you?
I'm great.
Good. You live in Philly now? Where do you live now?
I lived in Philly. I went back to Philly when I left here. Now right. I'm an East Coast trader, and I live in Venice Beach, California.
Oh, with all the freaks.
Nice. Yes,
with all
I
the freaks.
Fit right in.
Isn't it fun?
Oh, I love it.
For people that haven't been in Venice, explain to them what a typical Saturday afternoon looks like in Venice Beach on the boardwalk there.
A complete freak show.
Yeah.
It is so fun. All the homeless guys are my buddies.
Uh-huh.
They're all live out. I live 100 feet from there.
Is that right?
And I got a puppy and a pool table, and it's way far out of Hollywood because I can't take it. I was at a club the other night in Hollywood, and there's all the LA girls.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And they're, like, also hot. And there was this homeless guy playing guitar outside, and I had a couple beers. And it was, like, 2 o'clock in the morning, and everybody was just trying to be cute, standing around.
Mm-hmm.
And I went right up to the guitar player, and I gave him, like, $20. I was like, play Bobby McGee's. Like, all right. And we're just out there in the middle of the street in LA. Everyone's standing around, like, oh, my God, I can't believe she's doing this. It's so uncool. I'm just screaming at the top of my lungs. Like, It was so funny.
That whole scene
totally
is so not your is it? Who are the guys that's Trey Parker, and what's the other dude that do South Park?
Matt Stone.
Matt Stone. He used to say when he first got out to Los Angeles, and he was in the same place you were, you know, where people know who he is, but they just hate that whole superficial LA scene, he'd be at parties with all the celebrities, and he'd go up and he'd fart on them.
Yes.
That was his way of getting back.
That's King's next move, right?
Yes. I'm gonna get a whoopee cushion.
And explains why she wanted the eggs.
Yeah, what's this protein diet that you're on? Look at you. You're so skinny now.
No, man. I gotta.
You getting all cut up?
Yeah.
She's
for
in Hollywood.
Next video. I saw myself in this video. I was like, okay, diet.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, you look great in the video.
You look incredible.
Thank you.
You should have seen Bert drooling.
That doesn't seem like it'd
that
be you.
That was the Lady Marmalade video.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you looked great in that.
So you talk about the Lady Marmalade video. I'm curious, with all those frontliners together in that video, how was that? How
was
the
chemistry?
It was a
little weird at first, but I think everybody around us created the tension for us.
I'm sure.
Oh, really?
It was, because everyone expected four divas to walk in the room. Me, I'm like, okay, where's the Cheetos?
Right.
Let's have some fun. And Kim's awesome. Maya's awesome. Christina and I did not like each other at first.
Mm-hmm.
But
she did
come to my birthday party. And that I felt flattered that she came, and I ended up talking to her for a while. And I think the reason we didn't like each other is because we have a lot in common.
Really? You guys are
kind of the
same people?
A lot of the same stuff. No, I wouldn't say we're the same people, but we've been through a lot of the same stuff. And my thing is, I hate when people judge me and stereotype me, so I had to realize that's what I was doing to mm-hmm. everybody else. So I'm growing as a person.
Was there like a confrontation between the two of you, or it was just that girly thing, we don't like each other?
No, it was kind of like, I'm a very aggressive individual, and I don't hold anything back for anybody. I'm very, very outgoing, and I think that scares people and intimidates them and gets them the wrong idea of me sometimes.
Now, then I heard all the reports that you were making out with her at a party. Now, what's that all about?
Man, it was a summer camp kiss. We were playing Spin the Bottle because...
Well, wait, will you tell us slower and quieter? almost in a whisper.
It was a summer camp kiss.
Oh, yeah. His legs are underneath the table for a reason.
Oh, no. No, we were playing Spin the Bottle at 3:30 in the morning, and all the rich people had left, so...
Well, whose party was this?
It was mine.
It was your party?
It was my birthday party.
Okay.
And it was like 20 of us, and I wanted to play old school games. I had drag queens come out and do Bootylicious. They gave Destiny's Child a run for their money. And it was so much fun. And then I landed on Christina, and her boyfriend was there. And her boyfriend was like, yeah, I want to see him kiss. And
guys.
I put my hand over her mouth. Mm-hmm. Sorry to disappoint you guys. I put my hand over her mouth and kissed my hand.
Oh, really?
And then the next day, we're bisexual lovers, so sorry to disappoint you.
Bummer. Look, Melissa's crush.
Yeah, Melissa is
gay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So she was really bummed by
it's
that.
All right.
I'm sorry.
You can still put your hand over my mouth.
There he comes.
Hey!
There we go, friend.
Woo!
Pink kissing Melissa Carter.
Melissa's face is bright red.
Hey, Melissa, remember when I told you after all the bad stuff happened, something great would come?
That's okay, Pink. Don't worry about it. What, Jeff?
Remember when I told you after your dad being sick and your cat
and
the kidney problems, the good stuff is going to begin?
Just started.
My life has changed forever.
Now, let me ask you this, because I'm guessing, because you're all down to earth and totally cool, and you're eating your eggs while we're doing an interview, which I think is totally cool. But don't you think, like, J-Lo and stuff was like that at one time? Mariah Carey was like that? And somewhere along the way, because you probably have a million yes people around you, that you just lose it. You lose perspective.
My theory is that whatever you are to begin with is magnified as your life is magnified. And as you become the public eye, I think good people become better people. Arrogant people become disgusting.
How old are you?
22.
And you seem like you've got the like you're wise like a 50-year-old.
From hanging out with my dad. I never had friends my own age.
Is that right?
Yeah. I'm a very old soul.
Huh. And I understand that your dad's really, really special guy. Yeah, I read a bunch about him yesterday. Yeah. What's up with mom?
My mommy, I love her to pieces. God bless
her.
Crazy, but. She's way too much like me. She kicked me out when I was 15. And since then, we've been mending our relationships.
That's tough to get over.
Yeah, but I understand. The day I realized my parents were human was the day my life became a lot easier.
Yeah, wow. So. How can you be 22? I'm sitting here learning so much from you today. Were you just such a rebel that your mom couldn't handle you anymore?
I was hard. Yeah. I was anti-authority, anti-rules, anti-everything but being a rock star. I mean, I used to tell my first grade teacher, "What do you mean homework? I'm a rock star. I don't do that." And yeah, I was very one-track minded. I was very much too old for my age, and I was ready to go.
And look what she became. Oh, she became a rock star.
Yeah. Pink's going to have to take off here in just a couple of seconds, but here's what I'm going to do before you take off. I'm going to name some artists, and you just give me impressions, okay?
Okay.
No, we want you to sing like them.
Okay. I can do that.
Jeff's kidding.
Let's start with Britney.
Oh, baby.
Britney is one of the sweetest artists I've ever met in my life.
Really?
Ironically.
I would have never guessed that.
Yeah.
I would have thought big old bizarre.
Nope, she is humble and sweet.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Unless she was just acting that way for me.
Mariah Carey.
Whoa. That's my impression.
Whoa.
She's the reason I'm not signed to Sony Records.
Why?
She said, I can say it. She said, I don't want a white bitch on my label.
Did she really?
Well, this was when her and Tommy Mottola were together back in 96, so. I don't want another white bitch on my label.
Unbelievable.
Man.
Wow.
So, thank God she said that, because I'm in the right place.
Yeah, there you go. It all works out, doesn't it?
Came right back to her, huh? Yeah.
Carson Daly.
Carson Daly likes me this year.
Oh, he didn't like you last year?
He likes me as a blonde.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
How much does he like
it? Digging the pink. I don't know, but he was nice to me.
Oh, he wasn't nice the first time you met him?
Yep.
I don't think we were nice to each other.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you rub people the wrong way when you first meet them? I didn't feel
any
of that.
Because I won't use my sex to further my artistry.
Oh, then you're going to have to leave.
And I won't. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't really throw my flirtatious. You know, I don't do that. I don't.
Well, you were making out with Melissa a half hour ago. That's the only reason you've been here for an hour.
She already liked me.
Yeah, okay.
It has been, incredible having
you
in here.
Thank you.
Very cool meeting you.
Oh, you too. Sorry for the clammy hands.
No worries. Pink in studio today. Yay. Awesome. Continued success.
Yeah,
all right, we'll see you next time you're in Atlanta.
This is The Burt Show.